This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian missiles struck critical infrastructure facilities on Saturday in Ukraine's Kharkiv and Lviv regions in the country's east and west, respectively. That's what local officials said. And Britain's prime minister has promised to provide tanks and artillery systems to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made the pledge amid renewed missile attacks from Moscow, targeting the Ukrainian capital and other cities in the near year-long war. Downing Street said Sunak's assurance came after he spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. British media have reported that four British Army Challenger 2 main battle tanks will be sent to Eastern Europe immediately, with eight more to follow shortly after. Zelensky tweeted his thanks to Sunak, saying the decisions will not only strengthen Ukraine on the battlefield, but also send the right signal to other partners. Karen Chamas, London.
China said nearly 60,000 people with COVID-19 had died in hospital since it abruptly dismantled its zero COVID policy in early December. That's a big increase from previously reported figures and follows global criticism of the country's coronavirus data. The head of the Bureau of Medical Administration under the National Health Commission told media Saturday that the average age of the deceased was 80 years old. That official also said that COVID fever and emergency hospitalizations have peaked in China, and the number of hospitalized COVID patients is continuing to decline. Infections are expected to surge in rural areas as hundreds of millions travel to their hometowns for the Lunar New Year holidays, which officially start from January 21st. It was known before the pandemic as the world's largest annual migration of people. Iran has executed a British-Iranian national who once served as its deputy defense minister, its judiciary said on Saturday, defying calls from London for his release after he was handed the death sentence on charges of spying for Britain. Britain condemned the execution. That country had declared the case against him as politically motivated. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The hanging of Ali Reza Akbari, a close ally of top security official Ali Shamkhani, suggests an ongoing power struggle within Iran's theocracy as it struggles to contain the demonstrations over the September death of Mahsa Amini. It also harkened back to the mass purges of the military that immediately followed Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Akbari's hanging drew immediate anger from London, which, along with the U.S. and others, had sanctioned Iran over the protest and its supplying Russia with the bomb-carrying drones now targeting Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden heads to the U.S. state of Georgia tomorrow for a ceremony to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A White House advisor says President Biden will be the first sitting president to deliver a sermon during Sunday morning services at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. King had preached. The president will not only reflect on Dr. King's legacy, but also voting rights legislation, which has stalled on Capitol Hill. Senator Raphael Warnock issued the invitation. He presides over the church, but had kept President Biden at arm's length during the midterm elections because of the president's lagging approval ratings. And now the Atlanta appearance is notable as President Biden looks to a 2024 re-election campaign, now dogged with the disclosure that classified documents have been found at his Delaware home and a Washington, D.C. office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addresses a new U.S.-Japanese agreement on cooperation in space.
It'll strengthen our partnership in areas like research on space technology and transportation, robotic lunar surface missions, climate-related missions, and our shared ambition to see a Japanese astronaut on the lunar surface.
Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.